Welcome. Girl Up Aurum, a campaign of the United Nations Foundation, is honored to welcome you on The Voice of Aurum, a podcast aimed to amplify the voices of some incredible women coming from all walks of life. We at Girl Up Aurum believe that every career path, whether an artist, a musician, or a scientist, will have its mountains to climb. So let's get on this journey with your host Anushka Makhloka and get an inside scoop on how these women climbed their mountains to success. There's a very famous quote by Plato, and I quote, "Books give a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything," unquote. The soul, wings, flight, and life to the books are given to them by none other than the author. So today we are in conversation with Darshali Soni. She's an Indian-based author for more than 34 plus books. She wrote her best-selling series, Let's Learn, at just the age of 22. She's also written various books on different subjects like management, creativity, digital marketing, mind power, decision-making, and many more. Darshali has also translated some of the best-selling international books in Gujarati language, which is personally such a great move to bring knowledge accessible to all. So without any further ado, let's dive into the conversation with Darshali and get to know more about her journey.
Thank you so much for having me, Anushka. I would like to say that my journey has been quite interesting. As being an author, you always get chance to explore people and explore experiences as well. So I have been an author from last 5 years, and up till now I have written 34 books, which are self-help books and stories collection as well. And I have translated many international bestseller books as well in regional language. Apart from that, I have been columnist in one of the prestigious newspaper of Gujarat, which is 100 years old. So I've been columnist there for 5 years, and my columns are gets published every Wednesday and Friday, where I talk about movies and self-help topics. Apart from that, I'm a content writer as well. So that also goes on. And being author and all is my passion, and being a professional in terms of career, I'm a business analyst in one of the IT company as well. So this is all about me.
Wow, that's a beautiful journey. So did you always wanted to be a writer, Darshali, or was it something that, you know, you gradually realized that you're good at it and you want to do this?
Yes, I would say that it was not kind of a dream that I wanted to be a writer, but it came naturally, because, you know, when you are studying in school, you will have so many kind of competitions, so where you have to write stories, or where you have to write on some kind of topics, or where you have to design public speaking and other things. So I was naturally good at it, and I loved writing from the childhood. And apart from that, one of my maternal grandfather, he had a habit of reading, so he used to take me to libraries starting from my childhood, and he and my mother developed a reading habit in me, so that is the start of my journey, I would say, as a writer.
Wow, that's beautiful. So what is the entire process of writing a book? What inspires you to write a book, and how long does it take to finish it?
Yes, so yes, definitely I follow a process, and the time duration which takes to write a book would be depending on the subject and your discipline as well. So right. I would say that when I'm writing a book, I follow one process, that is simplifying my thoughts and writing it down. So whenever I come across such idea that I want to write a book about, so I'll make sure that I'll do the mind mapping practice. Apart from that, I will make sure to jot down all my ideas and simplify it in terms of reader's perspective as well, because sometimes I might think that these ideas are good, but if it is not going to be useful for the readers to implement in their lives, then there is no point about it to, you know, write about it. So right. I follow the process of simplifying ideas, and then I start writing the book. And the natural process that all the authors follow, that once they create the first draft, they go for editing and proofreading and, you know, rewriting it if it requires. So those same practices are always there. But my own practice would be to simplifying stuff first. So that is what I do. And research is by product thing that always I do. Research is a thing that I love always when I start writing a book, because that gives me the whole idea of what I want to write and what I do not want to. So that is the process I follow.
Right. Regardless of your field, I think it's always important to know your audience. Moving on, there's a term called writer's block, and it's primarily associated with writing, where a writer is unable to produce any new work or is having a creative slowdown process. So in your process of writing, have you ever experienced writer's block?
I would say that in any kind of profession, there comes a time where you will feel down or you will not feel like working.
Exactly.
So, yes. So same goes with writers. It's just that writers are good with words. So they have given that word writer's block. I would say that it happens. And it is totally normal. And even any kind of genre you are writing, regardless of that, whether you are writing a self-help book or you are writing a novel or you are working on any script, that happens because we are human and sometimes our server gets down, you know, just like all the system. So
exactly.
at that period of time, rebooting is required, restart is required. So this kind of things happen, and actually it is a good thing. So I would suggest that if any of the listener is facing that writer's block in their lives right now, then they should be happy about it, because eventually you will come out of that slump and you will be fine, and you will come up with new inspiration for sure. So that is totally fine. I have come across many a time that maybe I'm working on some other ideas or other responsibilities that I'm handling, then I would not be able to write what I actually want to write. So
exactly.
That is totally fine. Yeah, so it happens.
Right, exactly. So how is constructive criticism as an author important for you? So, and do you have any go-to person, you know, maybe in the family or from the workplace, that you always go for advice or for consultation or even for constructive criticism?
So I would say that when it comes to criticism, you should be always taking it as a positive part, because when someone is saying something negative about my work or my writing or anything like that, so I would take it into suggestion if it is true. I have not faced such kind of things yet in my life. So I don't have experience, facing criticism yet, but I would say that whenever I come across such negative comments, yes, I go to my husband for sure, because he's kind of a go-to person for me, because he makes sure that I do not feel down or disappointed in that case. So ultimately, sometimes, you know, a high level thought helps when criticism comes, that this is not important. You will be laughing about it after 5 years. If you go through with this mindset, then criticism will not hit you.
that's great. So self-help is a great genre with built-in audience. You name the problem and there's sure to be someone who's dealing with it. And I think that's what makes self-help books so important and so popular, because there's sure to be someone who's, you know, facing the similar issue or going through something relatable. So as an author, why do you think self-help books are important for overall self-development?
Because I have experienced that for myself, because I had a habit and still I have a habit of reading books which are of self-help genre. And from my childhood, if I could say that I could develop myself and my career as a author, then the huge part will be of self-help books that I have written in my I have read in my childhood and in my college life as well. So I truly believe that if you go to any person or any institution, they will give you the understanding or knowledge that is limited to them. Right. But when you are going to books or when you are going to self-help books, you are getting the exploration of as a whole, because it is not just one person thought. If you are reading, for example, my self-help book series is Let's Learn series. And in one book, I have jotted down 10 books details. Right. So if someone is reading my one book, then they will not be getting just my ideas, but they will be getting 10 books ideas as well, 10 authors ideas, 10 authors experiences ideas. So these things matter a lot when you are focusing on self-development. So that is why I have chosen this. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, talking about self-help books, there is a problem that arises often after reading a self-help book. And honestly, I've also been the victim to this, that, you know, people don't know how to implement what they've read. I mean, there's so much to take in that you, after you finish reading the book, you don't know where to start, or you don't know, you know, how to get started. So how do you suggest to go about it?
I recently had one session with one library where I talked about how to implement what you read. So I totally get your question. Many a time it happens. So I would say that in that case, two parameters will help you. First one is discipline, and second one is writing down the ideas which you actually want to implement in your career or in your personal life. So let's say you are reading one book and you came across 5 or 10 ideas that is going to be useful to you in your life or career, then you have to write it down. And just like you follow the process of having tea or coffee every morning, you have to follow the process of implementing those ideas in your life as well. So this kind of, you know, managing it in routine or being disciplined in those ideas will help a lot to implement it. So it is like, for example, if you are having habit of having tea, and if you keep on continue it, then it becomes natural for you. Same goes with this kind of learning and implementation. So it's just you have to start implementing it rather than just keep on reading on it. So that will help.
Right. I think implementation is important.
Yes. Yes.
So, Darshali, as I've previously mentioned, that you've translated many international bestseller books in Gujarati language, which personally is such a great move to make knowledge and wisdom accessible to everyone. So what motivated you to do the same?
So basically, I'm from Gujarati education background. I have not studied my whole school in English medium. So I personally know that whoever are the students or who are the people who have studied in Gujarati medium and they didn't get chance to enhance their skills in terms of English language, or they could not learn something because they don't know English. So I wanted to make sure that knowledge should not be limited just because of the language barrier. So that is why I decided to work on it by two steps. One is that I have started Movie Talks concept for the first time in India, where I talk about Hollywood movies in Gujarati language, and I talk about learnings from those Hollywood movies in Gujarati language. That was my first step. And the second, I started translating English books in Gujarati language so that people can get benefit from it. So this is what inspired me, that I wanted to remove the language barrier when it comes to, you know, gathering knowledge and implementing it. So that is the reason.
Right. As I've mentioned, I believe that's such a great move. So with everything going online, the reading market has also turned towards audiobooks, ebooks, etc. So as an author, what are your views on this?
I think it's an excellent move that is going to be in future and as in present as well, because now there is no barrier of going to one physical place and buying a book and reading it. Now even you are in any place and you can read the book and you can gain the knowledge and implement it. So whatever the changes are coming in terms of technology in particularly literature area, then I would say that it's a great move even for authors and readers as well, because as an author, if my content is being read by many people through audiobook or ebook, then it is definitely a good thing, because ultimately my purpose is to serve the knowledge in a way that people can get it and implement it. So it's a good move for sure.
Yes, I mean, it's being accessible to like almost everyone now. Yeah.
Yes, yes, definitely.
That's the beauty of digital.
Yes, so and another thing is as well that I also decided that I will start writing English books as well now. So that will be useful for the non-Gujarati people as well. So that will also come into my bucket when it comes to giving more knowledge to people.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. Okay, now I have a quick rapid fire round to get to know you better. Mm-hmm. So let's just like dive
in. So I feel like I'm in coffee with Karan with you.
Yes, I want to give you that.
thank you.
So, you know, just starting with it, what's your favorite movie and book? Because I'm really interested to know.
My favorite book currently is Show Your Work by Austin Kleon, and my currently favorite movie would be, I think it will be all time, Sherlock Holmes, because I have no idea why I love that movie, but yes, that is my all time favorite movie.
No, you're absolutely right. Sherlock Holmes is really great.
Yes, because Robert Downey Jr. is there, and I even know the dialogues now because I have seen it so many times.
Okay, wow. Okay, if your life was a book, what would you name the title of the book?
Yes, Finding Truth. Yes, I totally believe that whatever I'm doing in my life right now, or I have been doing it, it is in the search of truth, that something I'm looking for something that is going to be helpful and satisfy me. So that will be definitely Finding Truth.
Great. What is your best life advice, motto, or a favorite quote?
It keeps on changing by the time and experiences that I have in my life. But I would say that if you want to fully enjoy the life, then this one thought will help you a lot, that you will get life only once. So okay, if you have that kind of condition in your mind, then definitely you will explore and experience everything in a fully manner. So this will also help. Yeah.
Right. Again, a very interesting question that I wanted to know.
Yes.
What's your favorite author?
My favorite author right now, Austin Kleon, because I love his style, and Paulo Coelho is also there. So when I was into reading spiritual books and exploring spirituality, I used to read him a lot, and I love the way he describes his experiences. So these two authors are my favorite.
Right, right. If you were not an author, what would you be?
I would be having one property in Himachal and handling it as a host, because that would be fun. I'd be meeting many people, and I'd be living near nature as well. So yeah, I'd be doing that for sure.
I mean, you'll be getting absolute free scenic beauty. That's something that everyone's craving for.
Yes, definitely. So that would be definitely my cup of tea, and I would be enjoying it as well. Yeah,
exactly. What is your own favorite work or book?
My favorite work would be, till then I have written down 160 movie talks, and I'll keep on doing it. So that is my all-time favorite book, that I'm sharing the treasure of movies that I have with me from last 10 to 15 years, and I keep on sharing it with people. So I love that work. And second, when it comes to my favorite book, then I would say that I currently written one book called Ikigai, that is of Japanese concept, that is in Gujarati language. So that journey of writing that book was pretty amazing, because I could also learn a lot and implement a lot in my life. So that is my favorite book that I have written.
Right, that was a great round. So as we're coming to the end of our podcast, I'm sure there's someone who's really motivated after listening to this conversation between us to write a book. I think I am. So what advice would you like to give them? What advice would you like to give the people who just want to get started, maybe with not a book, but with a blog, or maybe just start writing?
Just start your laptop, or just start, open your book and have a pen and start writing it without giving second thoughts, because I totally get that, because what happens is self-doubt is there, second thoughts are there, so many other goals are there, so many aspirations are there. So because of all these reasons, people are not being able to write their thoughts or not being able to express their thoughts. So I would say that stop overthinking. That is the one thing I would say for sure. So just start writing it. You do not need to think that how this will look and how am I going to promote it, and will people read it or not? First thing is that you start writing yourself, start expressing yourself when you write, basically. So that will help. And for another thing is that you have to stop overthinking.
Exactly.
And yes, and you just have to do it regardless of giving other thoughts that how you are going to promote it or how you are going to publish it or anything like that. Once you have written down everything, you will eventually start getting ideas and guidance and suggestions from people as well that how you can do it further. But yes, stop overthinking and start writing. That is the first thing I would say.
Right, I think people start to think a lot and then they think about the consequences and everything. I think you're absolutely right. You just start with it, just not think about anything. So as we come to the end of our podcast, I would like to ask you that what has been your single most setback which has reinforced your resolve to succeed?
There was no such setback, I would say, because I was from childhood, I would say that I was kind of a person who always wanted to do something in her life and wanted to give a lot to people in terms of knowledge and inspiration. So I would say definitely I got opportunities for the same and it is a blessing for me. Okay. Whenever I come across any kind of struggles, then also it inspired me to, you know, keep on going. So I think I would say that the mindset I had from the start to do something in life that helped me a lot to succeed and that will help me in future as well.
Right. Beautiful. And personally, I also want to know that what are your future plans? Do you have any books coming up or do you have anything new coming up?
Yes, so I'm writing currently my 35th book, and the good thing is that up till now 34 books were in Gujarati language, but 35th book is going to be in English language, and apart from that it is going to be a series of 4 books, and again it will be related to self-help, and I want to make sure to reach out to all public regardless of language barriers. So that is I'm working on right now, and yes, this is all that I'm planning, and as I told you that if I get the chance I'll buy the property and build right you as well.
That is a really great idea.
Yeah. So this is the things that I'm planning. Yeah,
but like honestly I'm really interested to see what's coming, and I'm sure,
yes,
I'm gonna go and read it, whether it's on ebook or whether it's on
definitely I'll be updating you for the same for sure.
So, because I'm really interested to know that what comes ahead in your beautiful journey. So
yes.
So with that I think we are coming to the end, and I want to say thank you, Darshali, for taking out the time and being here.
Thank you so much, Anushka. It was really exciting to have a conversation with you, and yes, I'll be happy to help. Even if you are planning to write a book, then yes, I would be happy to help. And thank you so much for taking out the time, and people like you are inspiration because they are giving their time and efforts to share the knowledge. So that is the best thing, that we are also getting the platforms to, you know, reach out to people and give our best. So thank you for that.
And that was Darshali Soni. She is a wonderful person and a wonderful author. You can go and connect with her on darshalisoni.com and check out her work. You can also follow Girl Up on girlup.aurum on Instagram. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.